Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number two, brought to you by GoPSURV.com and an amazing offer to Keystone Kickoff listeners only. Go to our app and you could enter to win a free RV for the Ball State game. If you don't have the app, simply download Keystone Sports. You'll see the button there for the free app for the free RV for the Ball State game. That's the first home game in 2 years. Fantastic offer. You want to make sure that you enter to win. All right, I'm Jim Galante along with T. Frank Carr. And today, T. Frank, we're going to talk about running back Nick Singleton. But before we get there, I know you wanted to add one more thought on your Pittsburgh Pirate analogy. And I do not want to deprive our listeners of that.
So I totally botched what I was trying to say in the first segment. I had a pretty good joke that I had lined up. You know when you're falling asleep and you start thinking of stuff and your brain starts spinning in different directions? I had this great joke lined up. The Pirates aren't like a fun pirate ship like, you know, in Pirates of the Caribbean. There aren't singing, dancing skeletons. It's an actual leaky pirate ship on the bottom of the ocean with fish. And there's not even like treasure in it. It's just a really bad place to be. You're on a pirate ship in the middle of the Caribbean and it's sinking. That's like even pirate fans don't like their own team. So I feel pretty secure in my analogy and I wanted to get a second run at it because I did a terrible job. I completely froze in that moment trying to deliver my analogy.
Well, you know, there's a lot of pressure when you're trying to deliver a pirate analogy. So I understand that. Glad you got that opportunity. And we'll have to check in with our mutual buddy, Jeff Brown, who I believe is the biggest Pittsburgh Pirate fan that I know. And we'll see if you hit the mark with that or not. Jeff will let us know. But anyway, yeah. This quarter, T. Frank, is dedicated to your review, your take on running back Nick Singleton. And if you folks, if you want to watch, and I highly recommend it, T. Frank does the great videos for BWI. It's on the BWI YouTube channel. Check it out, and you could actually watch the video of Nick Singleton as T. Frank talks about him. But T. Frank, winning the commitment from Nick Singleton, it goes beyond just that you're getting a very talented running back. This was pretty important for Penn State just to get this recruiting victory. Correct?
Yeah, especially with some of the battles they have upcoming with Denai Dennis Sutton between him and Georgia. He's going to be committing later this month. A five-star player, they haven't gotten one of those in a while. That would be a huge feather in their cap. But, you know, a kid from Pennsylvania, a top recruit from Pennsylvania, they got one of them to stay home, especially at that running back position. Since Miles Sanders, it's been tough to get backs to commit to Penn State in Pennsylvania. Not that they haven't gotten good backs, and they may have actually chosen guys from Florida over, you know, some of the guys locally, but he is a top, you know, recruit in the nation wanted by Notre Dame, Alabama. He chose Penn State over those places, so that's a really good feather in your cap if you're James Franklin, because he is, to me, he is that good. He is one of those sort of guys you're looking for that can make a difference to your football team.
Okay, let's talk about the actual talent on the field. I questioned you. I forget who the recruit was, where I loved it when I saw in your video, your first reaction was, wow, to another recruit. For me, watching Nick Singleton, my initial reaction is, wow. Is that warranted?
Yeah. Yes, but no. So I want to, there's always context. And the first thing, I know,
Not this glass half empty, T. Frank, again.
I have 12 minutes, right? So I'm going to fill it with all the details. So this is the thing. I watch more than the highlight video. I go and I find the full games and I watch the whole thing with context. So I'm not just seeing what they want me to see. And part of what it is to be Nick Singleton in that wishbone offense is he gets all of the carries on the perimeter. So he's set up for big play after big play after big play because they do have a really good system in place at Governor Mifflin. on the flip side, he takes advantage of it like very few running backs can, where he's got the explosive burst and the long speed to turn that space play, where he's taken advantage of being put on the perimeter of the defense, and he's hitting home run after home run after home run. I know we just talked about Lonnie White Jr. That's as far as I'm going to go with the baseball analogy. Like he is one of those guys that can make big-time plays, and despite the fact that he's put on the outside all the time, he's not a guy that's always looking to run to the edge. He doesn't think he's faster than everybody else, even though he probably is. He plays the position in a very mature way, and when you put those together, you get a consistent player that generates huge plays, and that is why you're right. The system and the situation set him up to succeed, and then he completely takes advantage of it.
Now, am I reading too much into it, but in watching him, I got the point that you made where the play is designed to run outside, and it looks like he could just always take it to the outside and outrun people. As you said, he is the fastest guy on the field, especially at the high school level. But he appears to have that ability to make that cut back, that one cut, and get vertical. Yeah. Am I pretending I know more than I actually know when I think that would fit this outside zone read type of running play that we're probably going to see with Mike Yurcich?
No, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's why I think from a translatable perspective, he works very well, because it's not just the outside zone, although that is the most applicable, and that's the part that I think he will have those home run plays on. The inside zone requires you to take a similar approach, even if it's in a narrower decision box, a decision matrix. You're not choosing between maybe two or three holes where they develop. You're kind of choosing between the front side and then like two or three holes on the back side. So it's still the same sort of thing where you need to get your foot in the ground, make a decision, get up field, and where a lot of young running backs struggle is they're looking for the obvious hole that they can just run through. Singleton, to me, is mature and wise beyond his years as a football player on the field, because he does that in an environment where most guys would just run. They would run, they wouldn't look, they wouldn't follow the tenets of the play from the position skill set. They would just let their athleticism take over. He doesn't do any of that stuff. So that's applicable to the outside zone. That's applicable to power. That's man. That's all of those things that you're looking at. Vision translates to the next level, and the mature decisiveness that he has translates to any running system, but especially, you're right, with that outside zone where you need to make that decision, cut and go. And that is going to be a big part of the Penn State running scheme going forward.
I want you to know how proud I am of myself for knowing that. I just want to take a moment for that.
You've been doing football higher ed this offseason. I'm very impressed. You've been going back and getting your certificate.
Yes, I have. And I am so proud of myself for that. And it's only taken until I've reached age 60 before I decided to actually learn what it is I'm talking about here. For all these years, I've always tried to talk about it, but had no idea what it was I'm talking about. Anyway, again, let's get back to Nick Singleton. It's not always about me, T. Frank. Although I might want that to be the case. With Singleton, when you hear about that speed and running outside, I think one of the questions we naturally have is, how about power? How about when you get to that next level of play, like in college, you also have to have that ability to finish a play. Like we always talk about Noah Kane turning a four-yard run into 6 yards, 2 yards into four by falling forward. It's about strength. What can you tell us about Nick Singleton in regards to that?
So I'd say he has some development to do in the power part of it, but the mentality and the execution of it is excellent. And that's not to say that he lacks power. It's just his abilities are much higher than they present right now once he gets into that Dwight Gault system. And again, not every guy develops. You can't just sprinkle fairy dust on everybody in their 220, but he has the potential to do that. And I think the easy potential in his lower half, and he's got, from what I've read and what I've learned about him, he's got the discipline, the maturity, and the mentality to become that lead back who does that. He's a violent guy. He is a hammer that only sees nails. And if you're trying to build a back like that, that's what he is. Like, all of those things, the vision, the patience, the explosiveness, eventually it's not going to be that he's falling forward for 2 or 3 yards. It's that he's running through an obvious tackle and he's keeping his balance and getting 15. So that's the high end of what he can do, and I think it's reasonable to expect him to get there, as opposed to some guys where it's like there may be a question he can get there. To me, Nick Singleton, it's a reasonable projection that he can be one of the more violent physical contact runners in college football and get extra yards on top of that. So I think that's why when you see the four-star profile and all those things, they're completely warranted, and that's why he was such a big deal. Everything he does translates to the next level.
Hammer who only sees nails. I love that. When I hear you talk about, you know, developing the lower half, though, again, as a Penn State fan, and what we've seen over the last several years, you mentioned about Dwight Gault and his system, but especially at running back, you see what Saquon Barkley did, where he's just a freak with that lower half strength. But you saw that develop with Miles Sanders. You also saw Journey Brown do it. So I'm already saying, wow, that's something we should see at Penn State with this guy also. There's a trend.
Yes, yeah, and I think if I'm Penn State, that's a selling point as well of you're not just going to get good coaching at the position. We're going to turn you into the athlete that you need to be, and we have empirical evidence that we can do it with different body types and different styles. And that's, to me, the most exciting part is that I think Nick Singleton has the most complete profile of any of those backs we've talked about from a tackle breaking perspective. I get lambasted all the time when I say this, but I'm going to hold true to who I am. Saquon Barkley was not a power back. He was an elusive running back that makes people miss. He didn't run through contact like Nick Singleton does. Now, Singleton doesn't have the brilliance and the unpredictability of Barkley, and I've seen those two compared already because of the school that they're going to, but I think that when you talk about similar effects of what they do on the field, of breaking tackles, however you want to define breaking tackles, Singleton can do that. That's his potential of breaking tackles and running through contact and getting gobs of yards.
Real quick, any other negatives for Singleton? I'm going to let you do your glass half empty thing.
No, really, it's almost descriptive more so than a negative about his lack of elusiveness, because I think the physical tools are there. It's just his personality, and that comes down to running style. Like, again, Barkley is an amazing athlete that chooses to not run through tackles and tries to be elusive, so he's effective that way, but there is that descriptor in his profile, and it's just the opposite that I think is true of Singleton, where he isn't the brilliant creator in space, but he's so mature and patient and everything else that I don't necessarily care if he ever develops that skill.
All right, that is it for quarter number two. Stick around. Quarter number three, we take your questions and we ask T. Frank. Fans are back and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A 2-for-1 deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.